Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back to our third part in our series breaking down the police interrogation of Richard Allen. This third part here is where I'm going to assume it gets a little more bumpy. And they really start to go in on Richard Allen. If you've not watched the first two parts, please do. They're on our channel here on YouTube or on the podcast platform, wherever you are listening to it. It puts it all in the context. Thus far, I've seen a guy that's trying to help the police figure out what's going on with this crime. Not a guy who committed the crime. I think that's important. We're going to do a full breakdown of all of this in another video as well, like deep dive discussing this and what we've been seeing. But without further ado, let's continue on with this. Crime Circus is the one who managed to get their hands on this. I'm going to guess, like I said, through a Freedom of Information Request Act. I do not know for sure, but it is it's now out in the ether. So let's break more of this down as we watch now the third and final part of the Richard Allen interrogation video.
If it's okay with you, she recycled them, but she may not. We could start with this phone and be able to extract the data from that. That's okay with you. And I have a form that I read to folks before we get started on doing something like that. And it goes basically like this. You have the right to require that a search won't be obtained before you search your property. You have the right to refuse consent to a warrantless search. You have the right to talk to a lawyer before you give your consent to such a search. If you cannot afford a lawyer, one would be appointed for you. I've read the state rights, I understand what rights are. I do not want a lawyer at this time. I consent to a warrantless search by the officers of the police department following this private property, and it'll be your cell phone and my motor carrier, and I authorize the officers to seize any item of data which they consider as evidence. I understand and know what I am doing. No promises or threats have been made to me, and no pressure or coercion of any kind has been used against me. And I would need to have the passcode. Is your phone open, or is it just a passcode, or is it a pattern? Face or what?
There's a finger thing, and then there's a code override. Mm-hmm. I guess my advice.
Go ahead. Any questions you have, I'll try to answer.
Just, I don't know, it's sounding more like you're I'm not going to be somebody's fall guy. I
want to help you.
I thought you were trying to find. So everyone might have it be helpful, but
everyone's
living what we're doing.
Everyone we talk to, we're trying to eliminate them from any suspicion of being involved in this case.
Sure.
So I get that. What we want to try to do is get as much information together to be able to show, okay, we've looked and didn't find anything. So you understand what I'm saying?
Sure, I get that. Honestly, it amazes me that we're even talking. I mean, it's been so long, and I haven't thought about this much, and it's just like, I don't want to be somebody's fall guy, and We're going to try to make pieces of a puzzle fit somewhere they don't fit so we can close this thing, I guess. And I'm not saying you guys, please don't think I'm questioning your integrity. That's not what I'm saying.
You should be questioning their integrity because it's exactly what they're doing. Continuing on.
I guess that's where I'm at. It doesn't seem like a simple conversation we're having. It seems more like you think I might have done it. So
I understand what you're saying. I completely get what you're saying or how I would feel from your point of view. Okay.
Yeah.
But from our situation, what we're trying to do is be able to show what all you were doing that day. Take a look at everything. Make sure that we can show that what you're saying is true. Okay, so that we can be able to say to someone else, whoever's prosecuting this case, look, we looked at Mr. Allen, he's not our guy. And we looked at him because we looked at his phone. And I was going to ask you something else, too, be able to look at your car, and also, with your permission, we'd like to look at your house. And so all these things are very, very important just to be able to...
No, I get that. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to, I mean, if you get to a point where you think that I need further investigating and you want to get a warrant, do it, that's fine. But I'm not going to have somebody going through my house and everything.
Sure, sure. I just want to be honest. Yeah.
I guess I'm starting to feel more like your main lead or something here, and I'm not going to do that.
Did you understand that because we are so far into this,
mm-hmm.
that I'm sure you see the news, you see state police doing their thing.
Well, we for a great while, yeah.
We at Kirk County Sheriff's Department, and he's an investigator with prosecutor's office.
Sure.
We decided to pick through the very beginning of this again. We're talking to everybody that was out there that day and trying to cross the T's, dot and I's. It's nothing more than that.
And I get that part of it.
So there's no fall guy. That's not...
Yeah, and like I said, I'm not trying to question anybody's integrity. I just, like I said, at the point that you think I might have actually done this, then if you want to get a warrant, search my house, my car, my orifices or whatever, that's fine. I mean, I don't mind you looking at my phone or whatever, but, like, yeah. I don't think there's any more. I guess my point is
I'm just asking.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm. So... It is what it is, and we are asked. So,
yeah, I'm not going to have police out going through my house and stuff. That's just not...
That's fine. Mm-hmm.
News leaks and somebody here. I just don't need that kind of...
Well, we're trying to keep this very discreet because we do understand what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It came out in Buick, which is not unlike
I understand.
Car. So, you know, we're not interested in making your electrical and like that. We're trying to get these things figured out.
Sure.
Get taken care of. So,
sure.
With that, so you said you would let us look at the phone?
Sure.
Okay, great. And you help us get to the other phone, too?
I'll see if I can find it.
Okay, all right. So, let me go back to that form, and we'll get this phone back to our team, which can do that. So, I covered this with you. And what kind of phone is it? Can you tell?
It's a Google something or other. It's a Google...
Moving on.
Pixel.
Okay. It's a white phone. Okay. And what is the passcode?
2045.
Okay. All right. Great. So I read this to you. So if you have any questions, do you have any questions about your rights about being able to do this? I would just need your signature to verify she understood everything.
This is a Crime Circus presentation.
You know what? Let me talk to my wife before I do anything.
Okay.
I don't want to do this because I'm cool with it, but at the same time, I don't want her to get pissed off because I don't know.
It's okay.
We watch TV shows and stuff, and I just... Like, I don't want to be associated with this thing, obviously, more than anybody else does. And am I an angel of a person? No.
I mean, I'm like anybody else, and I guess I don't want you, maybe I don't want you looking at every website I visited, and I can, so I think, I'll talk to my wife, and if she's cool with it, then we'll do it.
I'm going to get something, I'm going to show you something just really quick, I'll be right back.
Used to crush them.
To recycle. Sure, do you want to know?
No, I did.
One of these is colder than the other, so... But no, we're trying to give you a hard time.
I am.
Again, we're just trying to get these things taken care of.
And I get that.
A long time, so.
I get that. And I guess that's not that I ever question anybody's integrity, but.
That's fine.
It's just, I know that it's at a point where, I mean, you want closure. You want closure for a family. And, I don't know you from Adam.
No, that's fine.
But you also can't say it's never happened where peace.
God, these investigators are more incompetent than I ever thought. Watching them in action, holy crap. What a band of Keystone cops this is. And he's exactly right for going, I don't want to be the fall guy. Which is exactly what they make him. Eventually they go into his house and they find a gun where the random bullet that they found would fit into. Never mind the other 40, 50 cops that were walking around the spot where they found the bullet that could have fit into any of their weapons as well. But no, it must be this guy. And that's what they convicted him on. That's it. Continuing on with this. This is just, if you've been following this case, it's so angering. It's so triggering. Tell me in the comments what your thoughts are on this so far as we continue.
We find a piece that's close to fitting and make it fit, and I just don't.
I just want you to see why we came to you.
This is from the beginning.
Okay.
It's basically kit 74.
Okay.
I understand. I don't want you to think that we're just randomly coming after you.
And you've been...
Oh, I don't think you're coming after me. It's not that.
You've been completely honest with this. You said, well, what the information you can see right there, Mr. Allen was on the trail between 1330 and 1530. That's
straight. I mean, I don't think that...
time that was.
I know I wasn't out there that late. I don't know what I told him that day, but I know I wasn't out there till 3:30 or so. Yeah, it's 3:30.
That would be right around 1:30. Until 3:30.
No, I'm saying when I left. Okay. 1:30 would have been more of the time I would have left.
Okay.
Not gotten there. Because the only reason I remember is because I know I left around 11 o'clock or so because they were getting ready to go do lunch.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't going to do the lunch thing with everybody, so
and
I went home and right. was going to watch the stock market. Thought it was a nice day, and I'd go take a walk on the trail before I get...
Yeah. So things we're asking you is nothing any different than we ask anybody else around here. Yeah. And that's really all the stuff you told us, and there's nothing inconsistent here. So...
I guess I was actually watching my stock, so it must have been working. Yeah, about that. Vehicles parked by Bridge Trail. It wasn't... I mean, it was that... The farmer's pull-off is where I was.
Yeah, different
people yes. call. Sure, gotcha. And you have the information off my cell phone.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, that's what I'd really like to know, that cell phone in particular.
But again, that's why we're here.
Sure.
And I get that. We're trying to put, if there's any pieces you missed or... Mm-hmm. Anything that you can recollect.
Sure,
and that's honestly what I thought this was.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's nothing else I can really think of. But
I want to put a little conjecture here, or a little context here, rather. If you're new to this case, they had another guy who gave a fake alibi before the bodies were even found, and his cell phone actually puts him at the crime scene. So there's that too. He died in jail.
As far as searching my house and my phones and like...
Well, let me say, I haven't even got to that yet. I just want to let you know, those things have been very helpful for us, okay? I'm not necessarily asking right now.
They've been helpful. Eliminating people.
what we do is we can say for sure, okay,
sure,
and we didn't find anything. Okay, that's how we estimate the successfulness.
And I guess I agree with that.
So, yeah.
I guess when you say progress, it's like we're still where we were. And I'm not saying you haven't made progress.
No.
You obviously have. I'm just saying, like, we're here because we haven't found the guy that did this. And I'm not going to turn into that guy. I'm not going to, I don't want to become the target of something because, like I said, we watch Dateline every week. We watch everything. And it's just, it's one of those, I mean, there's nothing that's going to tie me to it. And I'm not worried about that. I just, to have people come and start searching my house and stuff. I mean, my wife doesn't even know I'm here talking to people. So, but I can look for the phone. I'll talk to her. And, obviously, anytime that you feel that you need that information quicker, I know you can get it. It's not like you can't get it if you want it. I'm not an idiot.
What information would it be?
Searching my house, searching my home.
Well, and again, the reason I said search your house and your car would be to be able to say to someone, look, we did actually take care of this information. We know for sure, okay, what was there. What
6 years later, they're going to do all this. And, like, it's going to produce anything, which it clearly did not.
What we found, and you know, that gives us the answer we need for a particular situation that we're dealing with.
Sure.
It doesn't mean that we're trying to put anybody in a box or anything like that. I know you brought up several times wanting to be able to resolve the case. No, what we want to do is be able to find a person who...
Absolutely.
Not trying to put anybody in that box that wasn't responsible for what happened.
Okay? I understand that.
So, and I'm
not saying you just want to label somebody, but, you know, I had nothing to do with it. I haven't been a part of this investigation. I mean, I have with what I get, and now I'm obviously you questioned me further, and that's fine, but it's a horrible thing, and I mean, I don't want to be any more involved in it than what I have to be. If I thought I had something that was useful, by all means, I'd give you anything I had. I just don't know what's going to be useful to you.
Sure, I understand. So that's one of the reasons why we asked for the phone, is to be able to be to nail down that aspect.
Sure.
Especially the phone that would have been involved in that situation, which would be the phone you gave the information on to the officer.
Sure.
And also, something that would be very important us to look at would be your car, because when somebody does something that's involved in something like this,
sure,
there might be traces of biological information and the data that, or
and they find
substances
nothing
that were left behind inside the vehicle. So
sure, I mean,
that makes sense. So would it be helpful for us to be able to look at your car to be able to determine if there'd be anything like that inside forensically? Okay, forensically means that we have a close examination of the car.
I know that. And then again, like everything else that we're telling you, then we can say we looked at Rick, we looked at his car, there's nothing in his car. That's the point. That's the whole point of everything.
Yeah, this fell up though, guys. I mean, I'm going to talk to my wife before I do anything. I mean, this affects her as much as it affects me. And I know you guys don't talk to people. I don't hear a bunch of rumors out there. I mean, I don't want anybody to know that I talk to you guys.
Oh, I understand.
It's just not something
we don't do that.
Sure. That's not something we want to do at all. So, we don't just go out randomly talking to people or stuff like this.
Sure, I understand.
Okay. So, with the phone, you say you want to take some time, more time to think about it. A couple things that I wanted to ask you about. Would you mind, sir, if we stepped out for a little bit and
sure
came back? I'll be okay with you. I think you just a few minutes right back.
It's two yahoos. So So Richard Allen is now sitting basically in there. He's just playing on his phone. It looks like he's texting somebody or looking something up as the officers are stepped out. Again, we're getting this video from Crime Circus, who obtained it in some way, shape, or form. So now it's out on the ether and another piece of evidence for the public to see. They're back.
What I want to do is kind of show you some of the stuff that we do have here. Why it's important. Why it's so important to get your cooperation. One of the things that you told us was that you have driven out there in your car, and you think you've driven out there in your car. We have a picture of your car that shows it was going out to the trails that day. Okay? And now, one of the important things for us is to help understand exactly where you were at that day, what was going on. You've already told us that you were out there. That's really, really important.
Sure. Okay. Yes.
So with that, what I wanted to do is try to help you work through this whole thing. I'm going to be completely honest with you. We've been able to talk to your wife.
Sure.
Talk to your daughter already. Well, this is all happening. We had time to do all that.
Sure.
And we've heard that you had some issues. Even at one point, put a gun in your mouth that you were going to do something to yourself, maybe sure. 3 years or so. And, you know, look, there's a lot here that we need to get clarified. Okay? As you well know, we have pictures of an individual who was on the bridge. And to some great degree, you described that individual as wearing, yourself, as wearing blue jeans, mm-hmm. a jacket that's of the same color as that. It described a hat. It's hard to see the shoes, but they're Ken Brown. Okay? And this is a picture that was taken with the phone of one of the girls.
Okay. I understand that.
And the question needs to be, is that you?
If it was taken with the girl's phone, that is absolutely, I mean, it's not me, but I never have met these girls before. So even if I thought it looked like me, if it was taken with the girl's phone, there's no way it could be. I've never met them. I've never seen them.
Okay. All right. So that's
and as far, well, and let's just stop there. As far as my psychological well-being,
okay.
It has been, I've been dealing with that for years. It's not something new. It's not something because I went out and killed girls. Now I've got psychological problems. Have I had issues? Did I stick a gun? I know how a gun works, and I wasn't going to shoot that night. It was probably a cry for help that night. You've obviously talked to my wife, so it is what it is. But I know that you haven't talked to anybody that knows me, has been around me, my family, not my family, that thinks that I may have been involved in this. I wouldn't believe it.
This image, this person right here, he's wearing like a Carhartt jacket, just like you just told us.
Okay.
He's wearing the same clothing.
I'm going to guess a good 90-some percent of people on the trail that day, male in particular, were probably wearing Carhartt jackets and jeans. Wild guess. Oh, and by the way, there is pictures of Ron Logan wearing that exact same outfit. But hey, that's nothing. Nothing to see here. Let's go after the CVS guy.
That you just told us. We just need to know what happened. Why?
Sure. I said I was wearing blue jeans. Now, I think blue jeans is a pretty common thing that people wear.
Sure.
And I said I was probably wearing a black or a blue coat. It could have been a Carhartt. A zip up with a hoodie in it. I've had black ones. I've had a blue one, or a blue one and a black one. Like, I guess you know, taking what I told you I was wearing and saying that that's me in it.
So the other kind of.
In your search, you literally want me to, like that is a. You want me to say that that's my car?
We looked at. It matches everything. That's not. That is your car.
Okay. Well, I'm saying that picture, it's like, okay,
there's zero doubt
okay.
That she was
car. Okay. That's
we're
fine.
Just showing you what we have and why we need to eliminate you. That's
well, sure.
The point.
Sure. All right. Well, we're all done here.
Well, here's what
you want to arrest me.
Here's what I want to say to you at this point. You know, look, we have a lot of information here that we need clarification.
Sure.
And that's exactly why we're talking to you at this time.
Well, and that's
part of what we want to do. What we want to do is be able to take a look at your cell phone, take a look at all the data, help us out. Yeah, it'd be great. Or, you know, conversely, in this situation, we've already talked to your employer, and we already know that and we haven't told them what we know about this. We haven't said anything about that. But they say you're a nice guy. And I believe you're a nice guy.
Oh, okay.
I have no reason. Let me paint a picture for you. We went to your house.
You've got a job to do.
We went to your house.
You sat down here.
We went to your house.
We're having a conversation, and...
We went to your house this morning, and what we did was knock on the door. You let us inside. We had a nice conversation, and that's great. That's really positive. You came here to the center and drove down. You rode in the car with us.
Yeah.
And we had a chance to sit down and talk. And not a fella who is, I think, a mean fella. You know, you're not the kind of guy that would go out and do something malicious to somebody. So a lot of what we're trying to get figured out here today, right now, is exactly what's going on here. Why is this information showing us one thing, but then you're telling us another?
What is it showing you? Just say that is my car. I told you I could have been driving that car.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
I don't know what it is you're...
What are they showing?
This seems to have taken a turn, you know. You're sitting here, you're talking to me, you're asking me things, and I get that.
Most people,
but now it's turning into...
Most people have wanted to be eliminated from this.
Well, sure. I don't want to be included to begin with. So until the point that you have something that tells you that I did this and you want to subpoena or arrest me or something, I've got nothing to worry about. So... I'm not real concerned here, but your attitudes towards me have definitely changed, and I don't like the fact that, you know, it feels more like I'm being interrogated, and so then you're going to tell me that you've already talked to my wife and my daughter and stuff. Like, how straightforward is that, you know?
Well, let's turn everything around. Tell me what you would do differently if you were in our situation. You had this information, but how would you react? What would you do? You do the same thing that we were doing right now.
What information is it that you have? You have that I was out there, and I told you from the very beginning that I was out there.
Yes, you did.
I didn't hide it.
Did you see this guy?
I didn't know.
Okay.
I told you, I see the only person that I clearly remember seeing that, and this isn't from today, I mean, this is the next day. The only people or person that came into my mind were those three girls that I seen.
Richard, we're not upset with you, not mad at you, anything like that. We're just trying to get to the bottom of this, okay? No, I'm not here to give you a hard time. I'm just here to try to get the situation straightened out. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do is simply get to the truth. What would help us get to the truth is being able to look inside of some of the things you're talking about, okay?
And I get that.
Okay.
On the other side of things, if I thought I had something that was going to help you, that would... You know, what do I have that's going to help you?
Okay. Well, I have some questions we can go through here, if you don't mind. And
I think we're done.
We have some other questions here that we could go through here. And what I could do...
Want to get questions?
What does that hurt? Some of the questions that we could ask you are simply this. And I don't you feel like these questions all sound strange, and it'd be very, even accusing in nature, but I want you to understand I'm not... trying to offend you.
Can
you help us out by getting to a little bit farther along in this matter?
So, I don't know. You talked to my daughter and my wife.
What do you want?
I can't tell you what happened. I can tell you that if that picture was... I mean, you can sit and take anybody and say, well, if they were wearing this and wearing that, that could be them. If that picture was taken from one of the... girls' phones,
here's the problem with that.
Because I've never met them.
No, but listen, here's the problem with that. You know why you can put a lot of people and say they're wearing blue jeans and a blue coat, but you know what the difference is? No, you said you were there.
Well, sure I
Right. We have people that saw you.
Okay.
Ricky said you were out on the bridge yourself.
There aren't that many people that saw me. I mean, I'm sure I didn't miss that many people. If they walked behind me, I guess.
You said that you were out on the bridge, this bridge, yourself that day around the time when this happened.
No, I didn't.
You said you walked out onto the bridge. When we talked to you earlier, you said that you walked out to about the first platform or within that area without the bridge. That's what you told us. So we know that you were on the bridge.
Of course I was.
Okay.
And I told you that.
And with that, you know, we can say that, is this person you? That's the question. Is that person you? That's the question we have to answer.
Sure.
Okay. So if that person is you, we know this person followed the girls all the way to the other side of the bridge and then told them to go down the hill.
This is a Crime Circus presentation.
Follow them. I don't even know what you're talking about. Like you're saying, don't.
Okay. So the bridge here. Okay. This is the girls walking towards the other side of the bridge from where the trailhead is at.
The other side.
The other side of the bridge. And this person followed them all the way to the other side of the bridge where the...
Yeah.
So let's just... And told them to go down the hill.
Okay. So let me stop here. I don't appreciate you trying to talk me into
things. No, this is what I said. You're trying to change my words around.
I told you I was on the bridge. Now, you just told me this is the trailhead side of the bridge.
Over here on this
side. You're saying I told you I walked on the bridge.
You said you walked on that bridge that day.
And that first trestle is somewhere,
back there. Okay.
It's somewhere over there.
Help me understand. Okay. You came out this far. We know the
I did.
You came out that far, is what you told me.
I'm not going to tell you how. I can't tell by that how far out I was.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, you're saying that's me, and you're saying this is the far side of the bridge. I don't even go out that far anymore. I haven't for years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for years. But back then, that was in 2017. Okay. And the question is this you?
No.
Okay. So you're telling me that this person was out there on the bridge, wore the same clothing that you have on that day, but you didn't see them.
You can't tell that's a black Carhartt coat, a blue Carhartt coat, a pullover. I told you I could have been wearing this.
The two kinds of clothing you said you wore that day was either a black Carhartt coat or a blue Carhartt coat. Okay, you said you had blue jeans, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've had a...
Okay, so put yourself in my chair.
I guess what I'm saying is I'm not going to tell you I wasn't wearing a black Carhartt that day. I told you I could have been. I don't know if that's a black Carhartt. And if it is, it's not mine, it's his.
And you said you have a hat. You normally wear a skull cap, which covers...
I said I carry one. So if I was wearing one, it would be like a skull cap or a smaller type of hat or something.
Okay. So this is the situation we're at, okay? Basically this. Either you were out there to do this to the girls, or you were out there to be able to introduce the girls to somebody else.
Okay. Good luck finding anything that points in that direction. I mean, it's not me. You're not going to make me believe it's me. You're not going to find anything that ties me to those murders. So I'm not really that concerned. You know, you went from trying to... I don't know what you want to say, get my trust and then slowly lure me into telling you I killed somebody and I'm not going to do it. You know, I don't know where this changed course.
I'm not trying to give you a hard time, really not. I just want you to put yourself in the situation where we as police officers are looking at all the evidence that we have and what you've told us right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not trying to give you a hard time. Just want to make sure that we get everything taken care of here. That's why we want to...
And what horrible, shitty police work you are doing. My God. Just, they want to fit a square peg in a round hole, and they're just going to sit there and hammer it and hammer it. This guy has given you absolutely nothing that is incriminating. It's, these officers should be in prison. Let's put these idiots into solitary confinement for a year and see how well they do. I can guarantee they'll be confessing to the murders too. Because that's what happens when you torture someone for a year, which is exactly what they did to Rick Allen. And this is how it all started. This is the guy that those morons railroaded into this story of theirs because they ignored all the solid evidence for years, or for some reason didn't follow up on it, didn't go down those roads because it may lead to someone else who doesn't want to be caught. I don't know who that is. I don't know why that is. You had so much solid evidence against other human beings. Because a guy went out for a walk that day, wore a Carhartt, like 90-some percent of men have in that area, and blue jeans. Ugh! Must be him. He told you where his car was. He told you when he was there. He's trying to help you. This is not the testimony of a killer.
To look at the things that we wanted to look at.
And that's not going to happen now. I mean, like I said, we're done here. So arrest me or take me home.
I understand.
So arrest me or take me home. I'm done.
These are stupid.
Okay.
So that day, there's your phone. So on that day, you went out there on the bridge, and that you were wearing the same clothing that basically the same clothing that this person here is wearing.
That's what you think. I don't know how you can tell them that.
I'm curious about the cuts in here, because there is, I mean, they can tell there's some internet stuff going on. Or not internet, but just data stuff going on where it kind of jumps around a little bit the way the camera works. Maybe it's just that. We don't have a timestamp on the video itself. And I know Crime Circus didn't edit that out. But I am curious if what was released from the Delphi Police Department, what did they cut? What did they cut out that made them look idiotic? I mean, this really does look pretty idiotic as is. But what else did they remove? If anything, I don't know. But it seems like there's some key points in here where it jumps. And you go, did the investigator say something really stupid and got shut down? And like, let's cut that part out and just go back to this. I don't know, but I am curious.
A black Carhartt coat, which is what I told you, a black or blue Carhartt coat. Blue jeans. Never mind. This is ridiculous. You're trying to tell me that I gave you a description of this guy, and I didn't. I mean, we all would just think for months and years, and to me, that doesn't even look like a Carhartt coat.
We can't say it's not, can you? I mean, neither one of us can.
You're right.
Can't say it's right. I mean, we can't say that it's not a Carhartt coat. We can't say that hat isn't similar to the one that you have had at one point. So, okay. With all those things in view,
you've lost my trust. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. This is stupid. Now you've pissed me off.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Are you arresting me?
Well, I really want to try to get this thing worked out, okay? I want to try to get this thing worked out.
Am I free to leave or not?
You've always been free to leave.
Thank you. You're an asshole.
So that was the work, the gathering of that video. Crime Circus is the one who put that all together, so thank you to them for that. And they have great information on their channel too about this case. This is insane. I don't know what else to say about it. This is the first time we've really got a chance to see Richard Allen, as he was before they tortured him to near death. This is the guy. This is the guy they said is the killer. Go watch the Ron Logan video. Go watch the video about Keegan Klein. You know, Keegan, the guy who's in jail for child porn, who was communicating with one of the girls and had plans to allegedly meet one of them that day at the bridge. That guy, he has nothing to do with it. Ron Logan, who had a fake alibi that he made up and told a friend to cover where he was at that time before anyone publicly knew the girls were dead. He's already coming up with an alibi. Why would you come up with an alibi? You don't even know anything happened out here. And they're dead on his property. And the FBI gets involved. And they hand him out on a silver platter to the Delphi officials going, here's everything we have on him. We think it's him. And then they kick the FBI out of the investigation. We got it from here. We're going to go after the CVS guy. What a bunch of fools. What a bunch of deplorable fools these police are in Delphi. What are they covering up? What are they covering up? Is it utter incompetence? Just their lack of doing a thorough job on this investigation, not being able to put together the pieces that anyone who just looks at this stuff on the outside can go, how about these guys over here? But they went down the road of him. That's what they said is their best evidence. What a bunch of fools. What do you think? You obviously know how I feel. I'm going to do another video on this. We're going to break it down. We're going to do some commentary. I want to simmer on this because this is literally the first time I am watching it too. So I want to kind of gather some thoughts on this. And then in the next day or so, I'll have a longer video just with thoughts. But do tell me yours. Press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage of this case or the many that we cover. Richard Allen needs to be freed. You want to get on a bandwagon of true injustice? This is the one to get on. This is the one to get on. Because this man is rotting away in prison because of those two dipshits. Give me your thoughts in the comment section. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for watching.
If true crime is your obsession, we've got you covered. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today for nonstop coverage, expert insights, and in-depth analysis. In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
So they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again. After last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the grayish.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with three Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.